You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, Richie.
How are you, bae?
I'm good. How are you?
You seem like you're in a good mood today.
Just I know.
Been very, very playful in here. Usually complaining because it's taken us too long to get everything set up and all, but you've been quite, easy to deal with so far today.
That's because y'all set the tone, and when I came in, it was a good tone.
Oh, yeah, everybody from the show was still here except Riggins.
And they were all pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Everybody Shocker. Was pleasant.
So that we're set not, the tone.
We're not usually pleasant. Is that right?
Not all
Is that
at what once. You're
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of you to get on the same page.
Okay. Well, TJ and Jody's House, sponsored, as always, by Josh's Farmers Market in Mooresville, North Carolina.
Woo-woo.
Big thing that Josh's has right now is the best Christmas trees around. So if you can get to Josh's Farmers Market next to the YMCA in Mooresville and get you a Christmas tree,
listen,
it would behoove you to do so.
I saw on social media they had a 16-foot tree that they had. They probably had 8 people delivering it to this house. It was beautiful.
How big of a house do the people have?
It was
to
huge.
Because how big is our tree? How tall is it?
9
feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it was so pretty. But it took all of them to lift it.
Was it one of those that they frosted
no,
too?
No.
Or is it just
no,
the regular?
Regular. But oh my gosh, it was beautiful.
Because they can do the frosting on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you did. We were out there That's the other cool. night and it was really cold when we were out there.
Yeah.
And Alexis called Mr. Todd, the video guy, and said, how did it go? And he said, we're all freezing. And then she made fun of all of us.
The wind was bad.
Like yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this weekend at Josh is on Saturday. You know, they always have stuff going on. And I think that's what a lot of people drive in for from other towns is for the Saturday activities.
Mm-hmm.
Bay's Burgers is going to be there.
Ooh.
Deliciousness. And Santa is making another visit this weekend to Aww. Josh's Farmers Market.
That's awesome.
So they are in Mooresville. Josh and Garrett are now internet influencers because Todd has them all over the internet, some video. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal, and we are so glad we are responsible for their success.
I love how Josh calls me Miss Jody.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It is.
And am I that old?
I think so.
Oh, no. I don't mind. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
Because he's got that little southern accent.
Right.
Right.
And you're not used to hearing that, are you?
No. I don't listen to myself.
Right. And I don't have a southern accent, so.
You do a little, but not much.
Oh, I don't have
much. Not like Josh.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, or Garrett.
So, you know, in other words, not kind and gentlemanly and sweet southern
Maybe you should call me
like
Miss
mine.
Jody.
I do. I've called
Miss
you that
Jody.
Before.
But say it like that.
I call you that to other people.
Say, yes, Miss Jody. Don't be, Miss right. Jody, get yeah. in here.
Well, I mean, you remember I was calling you that during the height of the popularity of Duck Dynasty because they called her Miss K. I was calling you Miss
yeah.
Jody. And
yeah.
didn't, see, she didn't even remember it.
Mm.
So that shows Sorry. how much of a difference that made. But yeah, if you'll start calling me Mister, I'll start calling you Miss.
All right.
But I'll have to come up with a good
There's
thing
only one
to follow.
Mister in this room right now.
No, I mean Mister. Like
Mr. Todd.
Mister, you know, Mr. Badass, something like that is
All
what
right.
I want to be called. Mm-hmm. Mr. Big Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Big Stuff. You know that song?
Uh-huh.
All right, so we have a lot to come on this edition of TJ and Jody's House, but I don't know what. I have no notes. I've taken and written down no ideas of anything to talk about. So
okay,
this is going to be just like a regular old
Chitty Chat
Ace and TJ show where there's nothing planned. We just go with it.
Okay.
So we'll get into all of it coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the TJ and Jody's house podcast. I didn't know if we were actually going to be on the YouTube today or not, Jody, because Mr. Todd is usually here very early when we do our recordings.
Yeah.
He's usually here at like 8 o'clock in the morning because there are other things to do.
Sure.
And then he wasn't here like 5 minutes before you were supposed to get here. And
I was here early.
I know, but what I'm saying is that he wasn't here like it normally is. So you were almost ready to be here and he wasn't set up yet. And we know how you get. If things aren't ready as soon as you walk in and we're not ready to go. Yeah. It's like, I am 10, 15. I got things
don't
to do.
Don't be stressed. Mm-hmm.
And so.
And I still had to wait.
So I was in there, you know.
Nope.
And I was in there doing the stuff, getting ready for tomorrow. And I had my hands full and I asked Rob to text to make sure that Todd was, you know, coming or he hadn't forgotten or whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
And Todd snapped at Rob and said, "Yes, I'm coming, Mom."
Oh,
I know.
I figured I didn't know if you put him up to it.
Yeah, but I didn't put him up to it. I was just concerned because.
Text me if he's worried about it.
Yeah, but I had stuff in my hands. Yeah, I was doing important things, getting the show ready for tomorrow, which was setting up the coffee to start brewing at 5:55.
That's what I do. Such an old man.
That's what I do.
I swear. Pawpaw got to get his coffee ready to be perking in the morning. Yeah, Mr.
But
Pawpaw.
I do it for everyone, Jody, not just for myself. You see, that's something you don't understand.
Oh, my
God. Is doing things for other people.
This is not going to be a bash Jody Hold show, on, or I'm going to hightail it up out of here.
I got to turn your microphone down.
Well, then don't be getting me riled up.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you.
Did you?
I wasn't a good mood. Don't
Did you
don't
take
mess.
Some volume pills when
don't
you
mess.
This morning?
Don't mess with
Whoa.
Me.
Rob, I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm not sorry.
Busting his ears. Jody, the ladies don't like other loud women. The lady listeners don't. And you know men don't. Men don't like loud women.
I was in a good mood when I came in here. Stop
I know, you said
making
that.
Me mad.
You said that.
Well, then stop.
Why are you in such a good mood? Did you get some more rugs?
No.
She has gone
more.
Rug happy in this new house.
Uh-huh. Because it echoes and you complain about it.
I'm not complaining
and you
about the
about
rugs.
About how loud it was. So I got the rugs.
Mm-hmm. And then
I get
when
the
they
rugs
get there
and you gripe about that.
No, the only thing I'm griping about is that you put books in the floor for me to trip over in the middle of the night.
That's to make it flat so that you don't gripe about it when you open the door and it catches on the door. Oh my gosh.
It's like a minefield of books on the floor when I'm trying to get up and get ready and get out of there in the dark. I'm
You're
tripping.
Because,
right. you know, I'm kind of clumsy
anything.
Anyway.
Yeah, you are.
So mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are getting ready because this is the big weekend that I repay Mr. Todd. Uh-huh. For hanging the TVs in our house.
Okay.
So I'm cooking this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. There's a thing that has always happened with Todd since we've known each other, since we were very young.
What?
When we first moved to Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
When back in 1998 or 1999, uh-huh. something like that. Uh-huh. Todd was fresh out of broadcasting school, and he was working at the radio station in the production department. And we need production done for the morning show and all. And so he took to Ace right away. He and Ace, you know, bonded more than he and I did.
Right.
Because you're such a personable person.
Right. Well, either way, you know, Ace likes to sit around and tell stories and things like that. And I'm more of a, you know, go home kind of person.
Yeah.
So he and Todd, mm-hmm. you know, made a connection. And so ever since then, if there were ever anything that I, because, you know, Ace and I are equal partners.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that I would ask Todd about or ask him to do for us or whatever, he would then go around and make sure it was okay with Ace, or make sure, hey, TJ wanted me to do this thing. Is that okay? Or if Todd asked me a question like, do you guys want this or this or this? And then I would say, oh, we want this. Mm. Then he would go later and say, Ace, do y'all want this, this, or this? After I had already told him what we wanted, he had to double check to make sure that Ace said right. It was okay.
Right.
And I thought we were past that. I mean, how many years has it been that we've known each other now, Todd, and worked together? I mean, 22 years, maybe mm-hmm. more. Mm-hmm. Now, here we go. I have been communicating with Todd uh-huh. about dinner Saturday night. Uh-huh. That I'm cooking dinner.
Was he
saying? I want to make sure that I'm, you know, he has allergies, food allergies. Oh, his fiance Carrie has food allergies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure that everything's great.
Yeah.
I talked to him on the phone
look at your answers. Yeah,
it was yesterday. Hold on. It was yesterday or the day before. I have him on the phone talking with voices. Uh-huh. And he says, what can we bring? And I said, nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't bring anything.
Right.
You were sitting there, Jody.
Okay, I didn't hear
and
it.
And you were talking about, tell her that, ask if she drinks wine.
Yeah.
And I said, she drinks wine. He said, she's going to bring some wine. Do you want us to bring a dessert? I said, no, don't bring a dessert. Don't need to bring anything. We got it. You just come.
Yeah.
The first thing he says when he comes in here today and sees you is, Jody, what do we need to bring? Carrie wanted me to make sure and find out what you want us to bring.
Because I'm going to get asked, did you ask Jody?
Well, then what you need to say, Todd, is TJ is running this show. He's doing the cooking. He's doing the entertainment. Right. He said no.
Wow. Why are you making such a big deal about it?
Because of our history of the way he's always done me, Jody.
It's a trigger for him.
Yeah, apparently. Right. Because ugh. Todd has no respect for my authority over anything.
All the respect. He does respect you.
I respect and adore you.
He does, but as an entertainer and a clown, not as somebody who can be in charge of something.
Rob's in there laughing.
Yeah. You know it, Rob.
Because Rob's like, yeah, you a clown.
Because that's still, Rob, come here a second, please. I mean,
hello, Rob.
He must be in the middle of something, can't he? But so it hasn't been very long since. Seriously, are you listening to what we're talking about? It hasn't been very long ago that Todd has done that, where he goes back to Ace and asks him if something's okay, if I've said yes to do this or whatnot.
I haven't done that in forever.
I feel like it happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Rob's just pissed because I snapped at him on text.
No, I mean.
Which, by the way, I apologize.
Because it was one morning not long ago, I came in and Todd, and Ace goes, yeah, Todd texted me last night and wanted to know about I said, what the hell? He already asked me about that. What was it? When did he text you? And he told me the time, and I said, well, I had already talked to him and told
that
him.
That is
am I lying, Rob?
No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Oh, my all God. Right. Y'all are getting
it. Oh, you silly right. little Thank girls. You. Let's move on.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same thing now with Jody. Jody's got to be in charge of everything. Oh. And so obviously, well. So did you give him the information that he needs? Did you verify that it was okay for them not to bring anything, Jody?
Mm-hmm. No, I told him to bring a dessert. I told him to bring wine.
Yeah, she will because she doesn't want to do anything.
That's not true.
That Marie Claire's apple thing we got left over from Thanksgiving, we're going to put that in the oven. Well, is it an apple crisp or something?
I don't know.
Do that for dessert Saturday night. I said, I'm not doing that.
Oh.
I'm going to do something homemade.
I know one thing. Y'all better go on and on about, I don't care if you throw up when you leave, but you better go on and on about how great it is for all of our sakes.
Mm.
Were you breaking up the questions to one per day just to be funny?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
When I text them, are y'all allergic to this?
You like chitlins?
Yeah. Oh, my God, you like chitlins?
Are you allergic to chocolate?
Which, I'm going to say, Carrie is allergic to something so weird that I could not even believe it was eggplant. The craziest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Eggplant. Because that's the big dish you make.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, is Carrie allergic to anything? And you said, eggplant. I was like, that's the other dish.
Yeah, come here, Todd. So how? I don't know which one that is. I'll try. Is that? That's not it. Let's see.
Oh.
Hello.
That's it. All right. So how does she find out she's allergic to eggplant?
I think she went and ate an eggplant dish, and then, like, she just, like, almost had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
It was bad. And now if she touches it, like, even if she just, if we're in a farmer's market and she comes in contact with it, it's a wrap.
Ooh.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
Does she break out in, like,
a I think she, like, goes, like, she's going to have, like, an EpiPen.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
And that's the only thing she's allergic to.
As far as I know.
That is insane.
Because I don't remember when we took Lainey, our daughter, when she was little, to have those allergy tests, and they stuck her in the back so many times. Mm-hmm, and then they could tell that she's allergic to Motrin, some one of the tests that they did. I don't know if eggplant was on that list of things that they test for. I mean, because I know shellfish is. Todd's allergic to shellfish. Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah. But I didn't know that many people were allergic to eggplant.
Yeah.
Wow.
They call it a moonshade vegetable. Is that what it's called?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Call it,
What else would be in that she's allergic to?
Because it's part of the moon.
I'm sure it's whatever I got planned now.
Probably. Oh my gosh.
It's just.
Well, you've asked him. I think every single ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, nightshade vegetables. My bad. Nightshade vegetables.
Nightshade.
So tomatoes, bell peppers, eggplant, celery, mushrooms, sweet potatoes, cauliflower, white potatoes, beets, carrots. Cayenne pepper. But see, she loves beets. Like, all that stuff she eats.
She can't eat cayenne pepper?
No, she loves, like, she can do everything but eggplant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like.
Because it's like, damn. I'm a Louisiana cook, and you're going to tell me I can't. Well,
no first cayenne, of all, no shrimp.
Well, no bell peppers, celery.
You two do not need to go to Louisiana, ever.
Because I'm going
to
tell you, if she can't have bell peppers or celery, I know, but those are on that list.
I do hate a green bell pepper.
Yeah, but Louisiana cooking is the staples of everything. They call it the Trinity: onions, bell peppers, and celery. And in other types of cooking, it's always the Maraqua, which is onions, celery, and carrots. But yeah, so she'll be all right.
Yeah,
she can eat cayenne. She'll be all right because that's all I'm doing is cayenne toast.
Oh gosh!
With apples and chocolate.
You know how they do.
Apples they and chocolate. Do
garlic toast is just going to be cayenne toast, cayenne and cheese toast,
and wine.
All right, so I know they're going to come in there bringing something anyway. But it's just the idea of, and right in front of me to say, I know he told me not to bring anything, but what do you say, Jody? You know what though? I'm going to tell you something nice.
Uh oh.
I'm anxious for them to see how cute you have the house decorated for Christmas, Jody.
Oh, that is nice. Because I will tell you what he normally does is you've got so much crap everywhere. Look, you're going to cover every inch of this place to this.
Yeah, it is cute. And I've just been playing with you about that.
You love to aggravate. That. Golly. Thank you, though. That's very nice.
And hopefully they won't stay long.
Isn't your friend Jenny going to be there?
We don't know yet. It just depends. My little friend Jenny maybe would rather watch ball games and bars. She makes last minute decisions on that.
Oh, gotcha.
But Todd's a seltzer drinker. That's what the whole thing was like. What do you want me to have here for you to drink? And then he wants seltzers.
Seltzers.
Yeah.
Seltzer. Is that all you drink?
Pretty much that. Yeah.
Not
Corona,
beer.
Corona and Ultra. Corona Premier.
Ultra. Do you like vodka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far is it from where y'all live? It's going to be a long way.
Like 45 minutes.
Oh, that's all? Oh. You'll be all right. So will one of you not drink? Are y'all spending the night?
No, we'll just get a motel halfway home.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, we do have three open rooms in our house. If
they
need
all have
be.
TVs in them.
Yeah, we
have
TVs in all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll be all right.
Yeah, and so everything now is pretty much, rolling along with the house.
It's getting better.
It's been very an exhaustive process for me.
I know.
You know, not so much Jody, because I've been taking care of most of the things. But you got, how much of your Christmas shopping's done, Jody?
I finished with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I only have a couple more things for the girl. I don't have any more things.
Yeah, because we don't buy for a lot of family members anymore. Mm-mm. Since they pissed us off.
And I because I sat at the computer on Black Friday and did all the shopping, and then it just, every day is so exciting. Yeah. There's a box there.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get to wrapping, though.
You need me to throw you a beat?
Yeah, throw me a beat. Throw me a beat.
You get it, rapping?
I get it. So, yeah, I'm almost finished with that. The big thing for me is stocking stuff.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Yeah, you love stockings.
Boy.
You do. That's your favorite thing, is the stocking.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't being nasty.
Oh, why'd you make that face like you were, though?
I can't help my face, Jody.
You go, you like
stockings. I mean, I realize you don't care for my face anymore since I've gotten old, but I can't help what my face looks like.
Nobody's saying that, martyr.
What was it yesterday that when you called me, like, oh, I know what it was. We were sitting around yesterday, not doing much. It was getting close to dinner time, and we had decided just to, we were going to heat up the soup. Jody had bought some chicken tortilla soup from the grocery store. It was already made. Mm-hmm. Not going to say it was pre-made, because you can't pre-make something. You can't make it before you make it, but mm-hmm. it was already made mm-hmm. before we got mm-hmm. it. And it was just a heated up kind of thing. Well, I ended up having to doctor it up because it was a little bland.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was a little bland.
Yeah.
Mm, it's a little, yeah. So we're sitting there and she goes, so are you going to heat up that soup? And I said, yeah, sure. I'm not doing anything but relaxing. And she said, oh, you're such a brat. Why are you being a brat? And I said, I'm not being a brat. I'm being a martyr. Two different things. So I will thank you not to get them confused when I'm being a brat or when I'm being a martyr. Yesterday, I was a martyr. I was a martyr yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Constant something.
And I kept jeans on for you all day when I got home.
Okay, jeans that are two sizes too big and falling down to your mid-thigh.
That was funny, though, right?
Why? Why are they so
big?
Well,
here's the thing.
Good Lord, is that all the
size? As soon as I go home, I put on gym shorts. I'm comfortable, you know, and a t-shirt and the whole thing. Well, that's slovenly looking. And since I get home so early.
Since when? You've been doing that forever.
I know, and I realize it. So now, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when they used to tell the housewives to spruce up a little bit before their husbands get home from work. That's kind of the idea that I have. It's like, I know Jody gets sick of seeing me walk because I get home so early in the day. It's like all day I'm walking around in my pajamas, basically. And so I said, I'm going to go and start looking like I'm at least dressed at home during the day. So I also need some jeans to be working around the house, you know, because now we have a leaf blower and I'm going to have to be, you know, doing some stuff with that.
That took you a whole 10 minutes the other day.
But I have been out there in the garage moving stuff and then under the house and all that kind of thing. So I don't need my nice jeans getting all North Carolina red mud all over them and stuff. So I went and bought a cheap pair of jeans. And I bought them so I could be wearing clothes at home in the afternoon. And if I needed to go under the house or whatever, I have some work jeans that I wouldn't mind getting messed up. Now, I bought them as a different cut than my good jeans so that I could remain comfortable in them.
The MC Hammer cut.
And so I got them a little bit bigger.
They are huge. And,
well, because, you know, I got some, I've always had big legs, you know.
Yeah.
But and so I got a little extra room in the legs and all, so. They're comfortable, and I think they looked fine. You wouldn't even have known they were so big if I hadn't, you know, shown you and made the little goofy skit out of it.
A little funny.
Yeah.
Are you wearing them tomorrow, Saturday?
No.
Those are work jeans.
Y'all are getting pajamas. Yeah, I'm going to be watching football and cooking, so y'all are going to get casual me. So yeah, I just did the little where I was walking, and as I was walking, they fell down. You know, a little slapstick comedy. Always there to entertain my bride.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean that's pretty much. I was trying to think of today, what have we done that would be interesting to talk about on the podcast, and all we've been talking about lately is moving.
It's boring,
you know, and all that, because I mean that's what that's what has consumed our lives.
I think we need to start bringing some guests in here once in a while.
We got Mr. Todd. Already had two guests on the show today.
True,
Todd and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when you get outsiders coming in, then you feel like, all right, we can't tell them to leave now. You know what I mean? Like, we got to keep them on the whole time. And
we can keep them on the whole time.
No, there's nobody really that in. People want to hear us. They don't.
There are some interesting people.
Well, find them. Bring them in. Because
every time
I'm not,
I mention one, you're like, eh.
You know, I'm not in contact with people.
I know.
I don't do that.
I know.
But anyway, Jody was ready to quit, Todd. Last week, she said, I don't think people are listening anymore. I don't ever get any comments or anything anymore, so I think it's run its course.
Oh, my God.
And you know me. I'm always ready to get out of work. Nope. I'm like, yeah, probably so. You want to quit? Yeah, so. Then I was thinking, well, we hadn't done anything except that, so.
But I will say I met some really nice ladies that listen at that event y'all did at the brewery. They were so sweet.
Yeah. Very sweet.
Very sweet. And they love it. And they were so kind and nice about it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we were out. And remember that girl came up to me and said, she said, I was at the bar, wasn't I? Yeah.
Of course. Where else would you be?
Well, I was with you. So we had to go to a bar. So I was up there getting our paying or something. And this girl comes around the corner and she goes, hey, and her name was Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hey, I just want to tell you I love your podcast.
Aww.
And I said, thank you. I said, what's your name? She said, Amy.
Yeah, I looked up and somebody walked over and was like, she's kind of hugging Jody. And I just automatically thought, Jody knows her, because Jody knows a lot of people and they're always coming up. And she'll go, you know, see, she's in my Bible study, or she works at such and such, or, you know, whatever. And then I didn't think in any way that would have been a listener to the podcast recognizing you and coming up, because she walked right by me. She walked right by me. I'm standing right there. She didn't know who in the hell I was. Nor did she care. Like, she didn't say, where's TJ, did she?
No.
Every time I go somewhere, somebody wants to know, where's Jody? They'll go, where's Ace? Where? Then I say, we don't do everything together. Where's Jody?
Well, I don't know. Are you approachable?
Very. I'm the most approachable.
I don't know. It depends. I don't know. I don't know how you were, like, were you doing the 11? Like,
I may have, because I didn't like that place.
Exactly. That look on your face when we walked in the door, and I was like, oh,
what did you call it?
It's an 11.
Then, like when you scrunch your brow and it makes an 11 between your eyes, the wrinkles right there.
I can't because of Botox.
So, yeah, I didn't like the place because it was tiny and it was already at capacity. And then it had really, it was in a basement. The ceilings were very low and it was just off putting.
He was stressing out.
I wasn't the only one. My little friend Jenny didn't like it in there either.
Oh, well. What does she like?
Stuff like that, not very much.
No. But, and other friend didn't like it either.
Right.
Only who liked it.
Did you like it, though? Or you just like saying stuff when you know all three of us didn't like it, then you're like, oh, well, I like it. So it makes you seem
pleasant.
Like you're...
It was pleasant. It was fine.
It was a dungeon. Jody, it was a dungeon.
I will say this. When we went in there, it was so tight, and I was so scared to even look at him because I knew. But I did look for an exit sign.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, if something happens, where am I going?
And we were
tiny. We was a little
way
too old.
By far the oldest people that had been in that place.
Yeah, we were too old.
Yeah, we looked like we would have been haunting it. That's how old we looked in there. I just thought of that. That's a good joke, right?
But I knew you weren't going to like it.
We're ghosts because we're so old. The only reason we're in there.
I knew little friend Jenny wasn't going to like it, and I knew I knew Mark wasn't going to like it because y'all don't like tiny. Well, A, we had to wait to get in. That was the first no-no.
And I don't wait.
No, none of you wait.
I have earned not having to wait anywhere.
Then we get in there.
That's a joke. I'm just
so
kidding.
Tiny. Ceilings are low.
When you're waiting because it's at capacity for the fire marshal rules, then that's a little unnerving to me.
Oh, and then they wanted to take a picture of your license, and you freaked out about that.
Did I freak out, or did I just ask why?
Sometimes
and what is
your
that?
Delivery is a little bit not nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. Nobody goes, believes that, Jody. Nobody's going to believe that.
He goes, he just said, can I take a, I need to take a picture of your license and the 11. Why? Why do you need to do that? Is this something for the government?
Oh, no.
I said, is the government getting this? I mean, what?
That's not how you said. Is the government going to get that? No, that's not how you said. You said, this is for the government? Mm. I was like, oh, Lord, let me just go on into this Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, but I mean, I acquiesced. I mean, that means I gave in. And,
oh my God.
But I was just curious, like, why in the hell? When he goes, well, to make sure you're old enough. Well, you can't look at that and see it says 1969. I was born in 1969. It says it right there.
Who cares? Just whatever. Take a
That's right,
license.
Jody. Who cares?
Who cares? Take
who
a
cares?
My license.
And then, you know, you're going to be.
The government's going to find me whether they take a picture of my
all
license.
All right, well,
or
go
not.
Get vaccinated.
I already am.
No, you're not. Go mandate vaccinations. Go do that. Go get you a vax card. Whatever else.
Listen, my driver's license and me getting vaccinated is two different things.
No, they're not.
Yes, it is.
No,
and I'm
not
going to get into a big old political argument with you.
They're not. They're going to take your ID and determine whether or not she was at this place drinking. She might need to not have a concealed carry permit anymore.
That's not a law yet.
That's what they do, though.
They just say, oh, here's this girl's license.
They
and
will.
She doesn't need a concealed carry.
They will. Whoever thought,
I didn't have anything on me.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you, seriously. Let me tell you this. Just like, let's say, who would have thought 10 years ago somebody could go to a school board meeting and say they are concerned that what has happened to their kids at school, and then they get arrested for being domestic terrorists.
I agree.
Right. So it can go anywhere at any time. I'm just cautious.
So what are we going to do? We're all just going to hide out?
Well, I don't know.
No.
But I want to know why, what's happening and why. But you see, that's the thing. The way you're saying now, I'm going to live, you're not going to be able to.
Oh, please.
We're all going to be living for Big Brother.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. You see, and you're going to be looking at me going, well, why don't we do something? And I'm going to go, we can't do anything because you gave your license to that guy at the bar. So now we're being tracked.
You come up with some craziness.
Joe Brandon is tracking us right now. And we can't do nothing. So can't buy gas for the car.
All right,
where are
on.
We going to go?
I'm
you
not,
drink.
I'm
why? Hey, look, you drink. Obviously, you're hanging out at bars. You don't need to drive no more, Jody. We're going to take that
I
license.
I wasn't driving that night.
We're going to take them license from you is what we're going to do.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take all them license. All right. But, hey, don't say I didn't warn you. Don't you dare say I didn't warn you.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay. I'm glad this is almost over. I got things to do today. I got to finish watching that Lynyrd Skynyrd documentary.
Oh my God.
It's called If I Leave Here Tomorrow. Really good. It's on Netflix. You know what it's about?
Why are you talking like that?
You know what
sudden?
It's about? Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's what it's about.
Why?
By God, Lynyrd. Why? Lynyrd by God Skynyrd is what it
Dang
is.
Dang right.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
So I got to work on that. I got to
I think you better get that leaf blower out for 10 minutes. One of us has to go under the house today.
Yeah. Well, last time we both went under there. I went. We both went under so I could change the little water filter thing. So I could change the little water filter thing, and then as I'm coming out, you could push me to the ground. Because I think that's what happened.
I did not.
She pushed me.
I didn't. But I didn't laugh.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
I swear I didn't.
And the fact that, so I'm coming out of the.
And I do normally.
Wait, hold on. Let me describe it for people. There's the in the crawl space. There's a little squared door. You go in. And there's a water filter there for the pump or whatever. We're on well water. Mm-hmm. And to go into the thing, I can just bend down and step into it. But to come out of it, it's because it goes up. So go into it, you're stepping down, and to go out of it, you step up out of a little square door. So I get in, okay. Then as I'm coming out, I'm trying to come up through this little thing, and it was just like if you were looking from the backyard into my face and not saw Jody, it would look like that somebody did just shove me out of there face first into the mud.
Into the hay or the straw hay, or whatever.
Right, but it had mud under that, and I had mud on me.
The noise effects.
Right. So, I went,
and then I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. So the fact that she didn't laugh when she always laughs at people when they fall tells me that that's how sad I've gotten.
I didn't laugh. That,
you know.
I know. I was like, oh, no.
It was like even my biggest bully is feeling sorry for me.
He falls out of it.
Yeah.
It's hard, too, because it's so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like putting stuff in the attic and stuff the same way. So I would just be up in the attic. Oh, it was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Put stuff in. But the kids helped a lot.
Yeah. It's a good thing they didn't push you down.
Because
you would have been up falling on the floor. And you don't do that unless it's Saturday night.
It's your lucky night, Mr. Todd. You come on Saturday.
Oh, you don't want to know how loud Jody gets when she's drunk.
He doesn't care.
You think she's loud normally? Woof.
I mean, he never said that. You did.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
He's never told me that when he's trying to edit the show together. Like, God, Jody is so loud. She's busting my speakers.
He did not.
Mm-hmm. He said, I got the most expensive setup you can get, and Jody's just blowing them out.
Blah, 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 blah.
They can't hold Jody's volume.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are you going to do something like you always have errands to do or whatever? You got shopping and all that? Or are you going home?
I don't know. I might go stop at one spot to finish up some Christmas stuff, and then I'll head home. I got some things to do at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going on a walk today.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
With the wildlife?
Yep.
Oh, man, Jody loves the wildlife.
How the foxes?
Haven't seen them.
I've seen the foxes. Now, I have to go to the grocery store on my way home. So if you need anything, text me.
Okay.
Because I got to go get the, I don't know if you've heard, but we're having guests Saturday night.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Haven't heard.
Jay, do I need to bring anything?
Yeah, Todd, you need to bring.
I'll make a list.
You need to bring two cases of Miller Lite and.
I'll text you a list.
All right.
And some gift cards. And like some gift cards.
That'll help with the night.
All right. Well, you go do your thing. Hey, you do you, and I'll do me.
DJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.